This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? And I suspect the answer is yes. We will have no suspicions after the show, however. We know you will be the exceptional Americans that we're talking to and that we need right now in our country. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And guess what? It's Uranium One. We are revisiting Uranium One. Hello, Hillary Clinton, Uranium One. Hello, Clive and Bundy. What in the hell am I talking about? And what about Ammon Bundy? What about those guys? What about those guys that are in jail in Pahrump, Nevada? What about those guys? What about those guys who... that stuck it out on the Malheur and were at the Bundy Ranch on April 2014. What about them? They're in jail today. Are they martyrs for freedom and the Constitution? Should I mention Uranium One again? Did I say Uranium One? How about we talk about Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Clinton Foundation, and Uranium One, and Chapman University in Orange, California? In Cypress Street, Chapman. Chipmunk U, as they call it. Boy, is that a convoluted story, right? But it's all about the totalitarians. It's all about it. And what about your extension programs, Chapman University? How are you spreading Marxist doctrine, Chapman University? Oh, am I saying Marxist? Chapman University? How about Marxist Chapman University? My alma mater. I went there, yeah. I did graduate work there. And a lot of my family members did. Good old hometown. That nice, comfortable chipmunk you. Going Marxist on everybody. We're going to be talking about those totalitarians that we always do. We shed light on the totalitarians and the schemes and the scams of which they want to destroy the United States of America. Break down those borders. I'm sorry, do I sound a little crass? No, actually, I'm in more of a celebratory mode because we are shedding light. We have been shedding the light, trying to bring light to very, very, very many things. And, of course, Uranium One. Did I say, again, Uranium One? How about I say Uranium One one more time? Uranium One. All right, now let's get down into it. Just as we have suspected, the reality of Uranium One comes to light. Uranium One and Hillary Rodham Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. What in the world does that have to do with Chapman University? We will explain. We will explain. And La Raza. I forgot to. You might as well throw those guys in there too. Kevin De Leon, are you listening, buddy? Can you help a brother out? La Raza. Headlines. Breaking major headlines. President Trump blasts Comey, Obama, DOJ in wake of explosive report. I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. Absolutely. Cynicism reigns supreme. Agenda 21 Radio. All right, we're getting down to it. We said it would take a while for Donald Trump to get his sea legs underneath him. Or his political swamp legs, I guess. Tipping around out there in the little canoe in the swamp. Donald Trump, can you see the picture? Just, you know, here comes one of those gators. Oh, John's Brothers water moccasin. Do they have those? I don't know. Cotton mouse, that's what it is. Snakes. And now they've got like these big pythons that eat human beings now in the Gades. Man, I'm telling you. That's the weirdest thing It's the weirdest thing in Florida. You're walking along these ponds and you see these signs saying, beware of alligator. Okay. And then the next day you go walking by and there's an alligator right there looking at you like, come here, my little morsel. So Donald Trump out there in the canoe, tip a canoe, right? Just sort of paddling along, looking for some more swamp creatures to slay. And oh, he comes along the carcass of James Comey. Oh, yeah, he fired him. So slough him aside. He drifts on a little bit further down the swamp. Oh, wait a minute. Let's do a little bit of back paddling here. Let's go back to that carcass. It's in the water, floating around face down. He turns it over. And oh, there it is. It's totally decayed on the face and the underside. All the little swamp creatures have started to eat him and scour him out. And he says, oh, Comey, I need you. We're going to resuscitate you for a while. Long enough for you to fog a mirror and get in front of a congressional hearing. If you show up. And how many times will you plead the fifth? James Comey. Yeah. This is what we're getting to, guys. This whole thing, Uranium One, the connection with the Clinton Foundation and all that stuff, we've got new revelations and new information out that, guess what? Comey protected Clinton and everything that she was doing relative to, of course, her server. And we're going to get into Uranium One in a second. President Trump declared on Twitter Wednesday that James Comey totally protected Hillary Clinton after the FBI confirmed the former bureau boss drafted a statement on the private email case 2 months before it was over. Uranium One's coming up, guys. In a series of tweets, Trump also swiped at the Justice Department, seeming to suggest they review what he called an apparent, quote, fix. You think? See, I love it when the Donald thinks like Agenda 21 Radio and everybody else who listens that the fix is in. Wow, FBI, this is his, from his, if you go to Agenda 21 Radio, we've got Trump tweets in the menu bar. It says, wow, FBI report confirms that James Comey drafted letter exonerated crooked Hillary Clinton long before investigation was complete, Trump tweeted. Many people not interviewed, including Hillary Clinton herself, Comey stated under oath that he didn't do this. Obviously a fix. Where is the Justice Department? Now, of course, or where was the Justice Department, too? That's the other thing. Many people interview. He followed up, as it turned out, this is a quote. As it turned out, James Comey lied and leaked and totally protected Hillary Clinton. He was the best thing that ever happened to her. That's true. That his relationship with the Clintons goes way back to the early 90s. We've talked about this. Remember the scam of Sandy Bergler? Sandy Berger, who was in the getting all those historical documents out of the National Archives relative to 9/11 and Clinton's involvement. He was stuffing the papers down his underwear. Oh my God, what a scandal that was. That was back 2004, I think. Now, I happen to have been somewhat involved in that, by the way, and had personal knowledge of things and even read emails that went back to exchanging that Sandy Berger was completely guilty and should have actually been arrested. And so was the person who was in charge of the National Archives, the former governor of Kansas, who was appointed by Clinton in 1999. Oh, I wonder why that was done. He let him in. He just said, hey, Sandy, I'll help a burglar out. Go ahead. Let me help a burglar out. He stuffed those things in his pants. And guess what? Nothing really happened. He got a fine. You know, had to do some community service. And who was the attorney that was representing, supported by the Clintons, of course? Who was the attorney? It was James Comey, future FBI director. Anyway, don't you love it when a story comes together? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. I am so excited about Uranium Money, aren't you? We'll be back.
Prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq, Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul at a21art.com. Trevor Loudon will be here in California, Northern California, on the 6th of November. More information on that coming up. Also, the 23rd of this month, next Monday, I will be speaking. I'll be the featured premier speaker at the Feather River Tea Party Patriots. That'll be coming up. I'll give you more information on that one also. And a little shout-out to all those people that are going to be clamoring to come to the meeting that's going to be held in Marysville, California, with the CCR. This is the New California State CCR meeting that's going to be held. It's not going to be held on the 21st out of deference to... we live in an area, and we have many representatives from the areas of the Burns that we're going to be talking about, so I want to get that word out right now. It's going to be postponed a week. We have people who have family members, and they're all being impacted right now, so we want them to feel more comfortable and give them a little bit more space, so we are postponing that meeting a week until the 28th. A lot of business going on. A lot of things with New California. Just visit the website, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Pick up all the information you can. It is exploding as a concept, and we'll be out there. We're definitely in the middle of organizing a lot of different counties right now. 42 counties in the mix of the 58 in California to form a new state, and people are pissed. That's why they're doing it. Okay, such language. So early in the morning. But I have my brew. Gosh darn, I got my brew. Okay, so anyway, we're getting back into the Twitter storm that came about several hours ago, about 3 hours ago maybe. I was looking at it on... every morning I get up and I do my dose of... Actually, I get a little chime thing that says, huh, Trump tweets. So I went to that this morning. Of course, this scandal has been growing for a long time. Uranium One, anyone, we're getting to that one. But the bigger thing is Comey right now. The thing with the Uranium One, with everything else, with Comey, is a absolute tie-in to the whole thing. So you pull the string on Comey, it all unravels. That onion comes apart. You know, you take an onion, and if you slice an onion on the top, get rid of the stems part, and then get rid of the tubered root parts, all of a sudden it's not such a stable ball as an onion. It starts to come apart. And that's exactly what's happened here. The flowering part, the stem parts, there's cut off, got the root part cut off, and now we're going to take that nice, and we're just going to slice it in half. It's all going to come apart, and that's what's happening to Comey. Now, I bring up Comey, and I bring up Malheur, Oregon. Uranium One, anybody? Oh, huh. What's changed its name, actually. Malheur, of course, in that Oregon area is where a lot of the Uranium One investments are. The Canadian holding company. They've changed their name now to something else. Oregon Energy and Light or something. I don't know. I'm throwing a name out there. We did the research on this back in the day. In January, February, and March, and April, and May of 2016, when we did all those stories on what was going on in the Malheur with the Bundys, get it? Lavoie Finicum, all that stuff. Teaching people about the Constitution and, oh, we have to stop that the spread of that virus, that sort of thing. Remember the two state senators talking about that? The reason they wanted the stop of that virus being spread is because of Uranium One in Oregon at the Malheur. Don't you think that the Bundys knew exactly what they were doing by taking over the refuge and making a public statement like that and getting it out in the public, and now right now they're in jail? Because they were looking out for us in our constitutional rights, and the fact that there's deep corruption going on. Starting with the Bureau of Land. See how this thing all unravels? I'm unraveling it for you right here on Agenda 21 Radio. That's how the Bundys are related to this. So we're going to ply some skills now because Donald Trump can. I told you this last week. Hey, this guy's got his legs underneath him. Jeff Sessions is starting to come alive. And Jeff Sessions is going to be called up to account for whatever Jeff Sessions is going to be called up to account for right now by the Congress. I'm sure the Dems are going to love that. They're going to challenge him. Because, you see, the Dems' onion is coming apart, and James Comey's a big part of that. And, you know, Trump is asking, well, where is the Justice Department on this? He's asking Sessions. He knows exactly where they are. It was the Justice Department through the FBI, through their new found friends in the FBI, which I told you there's the good FBI and the bad FBI. And guess what? Now there's more good FBI agents and FBI folks that are uncovering a lot of things about Comey. And, geez, I guess we found some more emails and some more information about that tarmac trip from the FBI. Just, it, oh, I'm sorry, but Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton met at the tarmac at Sky Harbor Airport. Remember that meeting? Remember that one? Oh, well, and we reported this yesterday. Judicial Watch has 30 more pages, and we find out today there's more pages to be revealed by the FBI through the FOIA request. I hate it when a plan comes together. So now we're starting to get real information about what was the content of that meeting, by the way. Apparently there's notes. We're just sort of revealed. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you? Okay, let's move on, though. What is going to happen to this with the James Comey? Gowdy wants Comey to testify again. This is the key thing now, one of the takeaways. Gowdy, the flurry of tweets was in reference to the FBI releasing documents this week that prove that Comey began drafting a statement regarding the Clinton email investigation months before he interviewed her and other key witnesses. The documents release. Now you see, this is why I love this. The good FBI are releasing documents. We're going to have it's the G-Man. We're going to call him the G-Man. Back in the day, government men, G-Man. FBI was known as the G-Man. Now, we are going to hijack that term, much like, you know, queer versus gay and homosexual and things like that. We are going to hijack that term and call it the G-FBI, as in a tribute to the G-Men, the government men, meaning good men, though. See? The good FBI. G-FBI and B-FBI. There you go. I've got to write that one down. I won't remember that one for long. Well, you know, it's a government thing. So G-FBI steps in. They're now there. The G-FBI is on duty. That's why I'm going to say this. The flurry of tweets was in reference to the G-FBI releasing documents this week that prove Comey began drafting a statement regarding the Clinton email investigation months before he interviewed her and other key witnesses. Now, doesn't it sound better that I say G-FBI releasing documents? Okay. The document release was titled Drafts of Director Comey's July 5th, 2016 Statement Regarding Email Server Investigation Part 1 of 1. The release bolstered critics' claims that Comey was drafting an exoneration statement well before ending the case and recommending against criminal charges. The contents of the newly released emails, however, were largely unclear as to the majority of the documents that was redacted. The records that are now public show the email titled Mid-Year Exam, Unclassified, was sent by Comey on May 2, 2016 to B-FBI Director Andrew McCabe, General Counsel James Baker, and James Ribicki, Chief of Staff and Senior Counselor. Trump's Wednesday challenge to the Justice Department regarding the matter was a throwback to this summer's criticism of the nation's top law enforcement official, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, while Trump had been at odds with one of his earliest supporters over the decision to recuse in the Russian probe. Trump in recent weeks has dialed down that criticism. The existence of the Comey documents was first brought to light by Senator Chuck Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, and Senator Lindsey Graham after they reviewed transcripts with top Comey aides who alluded to the email's existence. The judiciary penned a letter August 30th to newly appointed G-FBI Director Christopher Wray. I said G-FBI, noting their findings, saying that it appears that in April or early May of 2016, Mr. Comey had already decided he would issue a statement exonerating Secretary Clinton. That was long before the B-FBI agents finished their work. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21. This is getting good.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Yeah, James Comey. I just hate it when a... I just really hate it when a plan comes together. Okay. This is another story that we have a little bit of knowledge on, just a little bit. Hang on a second. I'm gonna pull that. We got a Brett Baer report here, and I'm going to play it. And no mistake about it. It's an interesting story. So we're gonna play it as soon as I get the thing up here and running. And get, you know, this is a technical thing I got to do all the time. If I can get the sound to work. Ah, come on, sound. What's going wrong with you? Boy, hang on. Just, I hate it when this happens.
It has First Amendment rights like a news organization to protect its clients and sources. Tonight, we take an in-depth look at the company behind the dossier in an exclusive report. Here's Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Based in Washington, D.C., Fusion GPS describes itself as a strategic intelligence firm. It commissioned the controversial Trump dossier and has a track record of using intimidation and smear tactics, according to congressional testimony, statements for the record, and the first-hand account of London-based Venezuelan journalist Alec Boyd.
They are particularly good at spreading misinformation, disinformation, and smears.
In his first American television interview, Boyd says he was targeted after his 2012 reporting on Durwick Associates, a power company with close ties to the Venezuelan government. The company allegedly skimmed nearly $1 billion from rigged contracts with the late Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez.
My understanding is that they were hired basically to smear Derwick opponents.
British police records show Boyd reported a break-in with two laptops stolen from his London home in November 2014.
What was on the computers?
Evidence about corruption and scandals. There's a lot of information about my sources, people that were believed to be collaborating and sending me information from Venezuela were assaulted in Venezuela by the intelligence police of Mr. Chavez.
Did Fusion G...
We're going to come back to this because with sound is an issue right now. We don't want sound to be an issue in this report because it's really a very, very critical report. This is the report about, you may remember, the dossier that came out about Trump, right? And the Russian scandal, talking about all sorts of things going on in a relationship to Walt Trump and some of his people were there. Michael Cohen, the attorney, his personal attorney, who we communicate with periodically here on Agenda, he was supposed to have been in, I don't know, St. Petersburg or whatever it is right now, whatever the name it is, St. Petersburg, and it had never been there. You know, all the facts about this whole dossier came out just right during the transition period. Of course, that was the big thing. That was the big connection. We have to have this connection between the Russians and Trump. It's the Russians and Trump. And, of course, it couldn't be anything like Hillary and the foundation and getting all those millions of dollars from Uranium One. Oh, no, we can't do that. Because over here on the right hand, we have to be talking about how we can trash Trump, and Trump's got this relationship with the Russians. But what's the reality check? Oh, it's Uranium One over here on the left. Oh, wow. What a strategy. See it over here, but it's real over here. We'll create the visual and the distraction on this side, but on the other side, here's the reality. And the reality is they're trying to run far and away as quickly as possible from any connection with the Russians. So what do? They create a smokescreen, and that smokescreen came up, and we called it out absolutely because we know. We had the information at Agenda 21 Radio, and we were talking about it back in November. And all the other creeping stuff about the Russians. So all of a sudden, this dossier comes out. And oh, the dossier is just scandalous. And it was made by a company called Fusion GPS. That was behind the controversial anti-Trump dossier, which has a track record, listen to this, of intimidation and smear tactics, according to congressional testimony and the first-hand account of a London-based Venezuelan journalist who said he was labeled a pedophile, extortionist, and drug trafficker after criticizing one of Fusion GPS's clients. Now, I'm going to bring in Member Flynn. He was a security council advisor, I believe, to the president, right? General Flynn? And he was meeting with a Russian. And that big scandal blew up. Now, it became a scandal, and boy, did everybody on the left just go crazy talking about Flynn. And they got their piece of meat, and Flynn resigned. Right? Remember that? What was the meeting all about with that low-level Russian ambassador before they ever even took office, right? That was all during the transition. What was that meeting about? Let's see. How about this? How about there was concerns and a list coming out that was being delivered to Flynn about, guess what? Pedophiles, extortionists, and drug traffickers. Wait a minute. How about that meeting was about pedophiles, extortionists, and drug traffickers? And not this guy, by the way. not this London-based Alec Boyd is his name. Not about him. Oh, no, no, no. We're talking about people really, really close to Bill and Hillary Clinton on that list. Now, I wonder, I wonder if there's anybody from Hollywood, dun, 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 Hollywood on that list. Could be that on that list was a guy by the name of Harvey Weinstein. Ding, 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 ding. I don't know if that's an alarm bell that you're hearing in the background there, or if that's just the red sirens about to go off. Aren't you glad you listened to Agenda 21 Radio? The conspiracy theorist, King Kong, on radio. I'm gonna claim I don't look any... Well, some people think I look like King Kong. they have a resemblance. But this is what's happening. The plan is coming together. It's operational. And it's in process. Now, if there's one word that the Dems hate, and the left hate, and the totalitarians hate, and all these people that are... the tyrants hate. They hate process. They love it when it's on their side. Yeah, this whole new order thing. Coming up with a plan and executing the plan. Plenary. We're going to get plenary on everybody. And like a plan for Agenda 21. Hello? Am I making any sense to you? Harvey Weinstein. You see, the Russians have a way of covering themselves too. And they knew that Hillary Rodham Clinton was a problem. They knew that deal would not ultimately set well with the United States of America. 20%, this is Uranium One now. Boy, don't you love it when this, I just take you on one part of the roller coaster to the next. So Uranium One, they knew was going to be a bad deal. They were trying to get that off the table because I believe they want to be friends with this administration. And I believe, like everybody else, the Russians were taking advantage of a bad administration named Barack Hussein Obama. I really believe that. I believe they were taking advantage of a bad administration, just like Turkey was. Hello, Erdogan. Do we want to talk about the Kerr Dam situation with the Flathead Indian Reservation? Hello, do we want to talk about that one, Barack Hussein Obama, and how much you gave away in our assets to other countries? Selling, they were, you know, they became the biggest real estate brokers on the planet. Selling off our assets. That's what happened. But then there's Hollywood. Harvey Weinstein. I wonder if he was on Flynn's little list that he was given. You see why they wanted to get rid of Flynn? We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
For any emergency, Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
Okay, we're back. Now, I'm going to replay. We're going to correct this little problem. I'm going to replay this, what we started. This is from Fox News, Brett Baer, and it is about Fusion GPS. And that Fusion GPS is the company that came out with that ugly, ugly dossier about President Donald Trump. Remember? And it was the Russians attacking Trump, and actually by way of Hillary Clinton, of course, because it was all about the cover-up. The cover-up of Uranium One and others with the Clinton Foundation. Are you with me? Chapman University in Orange, California. Are you with me? How about calling up La Raza to hear this? Are you with me? Can you help a brother out? The world knows, Chapman. The world knows what's going on. So let's talk about Fusion GPS for a second. Wanting to, of course, absolutely just blow up Donald Trump. And this report comes out from Fusion GPS stating that, of course, Fusion GPS has got all this knowledge and done an investigation and pulled out all this scandalous information about Donald Trump and all of his kids and blah, 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 blah. All of it a bunch of BS from Fusion GPS. Here we go with the report. Let's see if we got the technical issues worked out.
Gorgeous night at the White House. Welcome back. The political research firm behind the controversial unverified dossier on President Trump that helped kickstart the FBI Russia probe is fighting subpoenas from the House Intelligence Committee. In a letter obtained by Fox News, Fusion GPS insists it has First Amendment rights like a news organization to protect its clients and sources. Tonight, we take an in-depth look at the company behind the dossier in an exclusive report. Here's Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Based in Washington, D.C., Fusion GPS describes itself as a strategic intelligence firm. It commissioned the controversial Trump dossier and has a track record of using intimidation and smear tactics, according to congressional testimony, statements for the record, and the firsthand account of London-based Venezuelan journalist Alec Boyd.
They are particularly good at spreading misinformation, disinformation, and smears.
In his first American television interview, Boy says he was targeted after his 2012 reporting on Derwick Associates, a power company with close ties to the Venezuelan government. The company allegedly skimmed nearly $1 billion from rigged contracts with the late Venezuelan dictator Hugo Chavez.
My understanding is that they were hired basically to smear Derwick opponents.
British police records show Boyd reported a break-in with two laptops stolen from his London home in November 2014.
What was on the computers?
Evidence about corruption and scandals. There's a lot of information about my sources, people that were believed to be collaborating and sending me information from Venezuela were assaulted in Venezuela by the intelligence police of Mr. Chavez.
Did Fusion GPS come after you?
They created fake Twitter accounts with my name. They produced huge amounts of information, fake information about me, accusing me from being a pedophile to being an extortionist to a drug trafficker to a car thief.
Boyd says he believes the suspect seen in the security camera video left pictures of his children inside his coat as a warning.
The message was, we know where you are. We know where your children are. About a week after that, two sets of envelopes were sent to me from Tbilisi in Georgia. Handwritten messages saying, you touched the wrong girl, you pedophile. You think no one can touch yours?
Fusion GPS is led by Glenn Simpson and Peter Fritsch, who left the Wall Street Journal about a decade ago. Boyd says this document shows Fritsch traveled to Venezuela to shut down any investigative reporting into Derwick's actions.
Does Fusion GPS use its credentials as former journalists?
I believe they're basically cashing in the years of experience that they accumulated collectively in different newspapers, in different media around the world.
Do you swear?
Boyd's allegations mirror congressional testimony from Bill Browder, who told senators Fusion GPS used smeared tactics to discredit him and his late attorney Sergei Magnitsky, who he says was tortured and murdered 8 years ago in a Russian jail. Moreover, in a congressional declaration, human rights activist Thor Halvorsen said Fusion GPS used, quote, scorched earth methods. To date, Simpson has refused to reveal his sources and who paid for the Trump dossier.
I don't believe certain privileges that apply to journalists or to lawyers should apply to Mr. Simpson, because he's neither. He's basically a spin doctor.
Fusion GPS did not respond to multiple requests for comment. A lawyer for Derwick Associates did not address its relationship with Fusion GPS or the Boyd allegations, but said the claims by a human rights activist to Congress are without merit. Brett.
Continue to follow. Catherine, thank you.
Okay, so Fusion GPS. So we go back to the meeting with Flynn that got Flynn in trouble, and everybody wanted to have Flynn's head on a stake, which they got it. Now we know what that was about. We just spilled the beans. It was about pedophiles, extortionists, and drug traffickers. And who was on that list? Harvey Weinstein. Oh, and by the way, Hollywood, guess what? It was a long list of Hollywood personalities and other people. You know, I hate it when a plan comes together, don't you? You see, Harvey Weinstein and his ilk in Hollywood are definitely related to this. Because, you see, pedophilia is a worldwide problem. And when you have so much money and so much access, and, you know, even islands in the Caribbean, right, Bill Clinton? Oh, I hate it when this happens. And you go out and rape little girls. You're ultimately going to get caught. Now, let's see. That list is out there and it's about. And it's going to, you know, like I said, there's more to come to this story. And this is part of the plan to make America great again, is to get rid of the, well, I guess you would say, the lesser than human beings who do lesser than human being behavior to children and like to traffic in drugs and like to extort things from people. Just a little bit of a lesson to be learned here, isn't there? Donald Trump, the world's greatest rope salesman. An exceptional American. We'll be back. This is where exceptional Americans get their news. Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Also, the sister site, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, for all your news and information about what's going on with New California, the state that will rise. It'll be the 51st state. A more perfect union will be made. Okay, out there in the Twitterverse, just tweeted, General Flynn got info about pedos from Russians. Hillary went after him. It's out there in the Twitterverse, and it's twittering right now. A21R Paul is the address. Hashtag A21R Paul. A21R Paul. Just get it right there. Okay. A lot of things going on. We're going to keep you more abreast than ever before of what's going on. Because remember, this is where you get exceptional news. Yeah, this scandal is not going to go away, and it's going to get bigger. We're going to have a little bit more information about that. We're also going to be talking about the fires. And what is the relevance of the location of these fires in Northern California in particular? Why would they be called by many people to have been fires caused by weaponized machinery, you know, man-made satellites and drones? There's a cry out for investigations into this right now. Were these fires man-made? Well, we think they were, for sure. It's also very interesting to note that a lot of these fires were in marijuana grows at harvest time. Maybe that's why that guy was in Sonoma, trying to burn up Sonoma. They got picked up who was an ICE guy in a sanctuary state, but by the way, ICE has got him anyway. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.